Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with Eagles offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur. And you may have heard the Eagles made a little deal at the quarterback position this week, trading Nick Foles to the St. Louis Rams and acquiring Sam Bradford. And Pat, you were the offensive coordinator in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Sam Bradford, the first pick overall in 2010. So nobody knows Sam Bradford better than you. I got to pick your brain. You love the kid, huh?
Well, we certainly did. And he did a great job for us. He helped us win 7 games in that first year, coming off a horrible year the year before. And we fell a few plays short of winning the division with him as a rookie quarterback. He was rookie of the year. And he's a tremendous player, tremendous person. And I think as the people in town get to know him, he's got this quiet confidence, a great charisma about him, where he's going to play really good football, but I think the people are going to enjoy having him here.
Let's go back to 2010, prior to the draft. You investigate every quarterback, every player eligible for the draft, in fact. What did you find out about Sam, and how exhaustive is the process of investigating him?
Yeah, when we had the first pick in the draft, and Sam was a very, very impressive player in college. And so, we had about 6 or 7 exposures with him, where he would come to our building, we'd go visit him on campus, we'd see him at the combine, we went and visit him at his training site. And so we got to know him in detail. And what you'll find with Sam is he's a very competitive guy. He's a very talented guy, and he works extremely hard. I mean, that's probably the foundation of what Sam is. And he's got this rare ability to lead, where I think he makes players around him better. And when he gets on the football field, he's a good decision maker. He's a very accurate passer, and he's more athletic and more mobile than you think.
Pat, how did he handle the big moment? I mean, the number one pick overall, all the intensity, all the scrutiny, all the attention. What was that like for him? How was he with you? What kind of maturity did he show you?
Well, he played at Oklahoma, so he played on a large stage. And so it really didn't faze him. I mean, it wasn't too big for him. And he came in, and, we had A.J. Feely at the time was the backup. It became his backup. So we had him on the roster. So he and A.J. worked together. And Sam became the opening day starter, and he handled it extremely well.
All right, so let's take the Sam Bradford of 2010 and transition him to 2015. How is he different? We know about the injuries. Yeah. We know about some of the ups and downs that happened in St. Louis.
Well, I don't know specifically what happened there because I was out of the building, but I do know that when we were together, he comes from basically a shotgun-style offense in college, very similar to what we do here. In fact, we put some of the principles that he did very well in college into our offense in St. Louis in that first year. And so he's going to come here with a lot of background in what we do. We've already, we can't talk football with him yet, but just when we signed him, we spent a little time with him, and we're going to be able to connect the dots very quickly.
The Eagles averaged 73.5 plays per game last year offensively, right. And it always seems like you want to go faster, faster, faster. Is Sam that kind of quick twitch, get the call, get to the line, get everybody to the line of scrimmage lined up and go?
Yeah, he's a quick thinker. He's a quick, good decision maker, and he understands the importance of executing quickly. And I think for those reasons, he'll be a good fit for us. We've played with different styles. We've gone from Michael Vick to Nick Foles to Mark Sanchez to Matt Barkley. We've had a lot of different style quarterbacks, and we just want a really good quarterback, and then we'll run the plays that fit their skill set.
Does he give you the confidence, Pat, that he can make every throw from any position on the field?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a pro quarterback. He's proved it. And now we just got to get him in and get him going.
That's great. You obviously have been credited with having some of the consultation, I guess, with Chip and a lot of investigation here in the last several weeks. What was your role kind of before the trade was made?
Well, when you're in free agency or you're in a draft process, there's a team of people doing what they do best. And so we obviously have our negotiators and the guys that put the deal together. I was able to add some insight into Sam as the player. And I certainly have a relationship with him that I think had something to do with it. We'll see.
Yeah, Pat, thanks so much.
All right,
thanks for joining us. Pat Shurmur, Eagles offensive coordinator.